We're going to have a teaching this morning called The Candle of the Lord. Go to Proverbs 20:27. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. Candle is just a lamp, something that glistens or brings light. So bear with me. We're going to read a few scriptures here. Proverbs 24:20. For there shall be no reward to the evil man. The candle of the wicked shall be put out. Okay, now we're going to go to the New Testament and look at a few. Jesus said this. This is John chapter 5. So we're the Lord's lamp. Remember the song, I Thank God for the Lighthouse. A light in the storm. John 5:14. And we're going to read 14 to 16. Afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon thee. Am I reading right? Yep. I don't think that's the scripture I wanted, but anyway. Let's just move on. Go to John 1. Let me look at something right quick. Well, I'll read John 15. It's a little more fitting. It says, You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you asked of the Father in my name, he may give it you. Okay, now let's go. Matthew 5:14, Matthew 5. Okay. Okay, that's what I was looking for. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Okay, now go to John. This is John chapter 1. Verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from John, whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Okay, Jesus came. He's the light of the world. And as sons of God, when we are born again, we become God's candle, his lamp, his light. Okay, it goes along with the first word I had about taking the Great Commission. We're going to go over to 2 Samuel for a minute. This is chapter 22. Start with 29 there. David says, "For thou art my lamp, O Lord, and the Lord will lighten my darkness. By thee I have run through a troop. By my God I've leaped over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust in him. For who is God save the Lord? And who is a rock save our God? God is my strength and power, and he maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet, and setteth me upon my high places. He teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arms. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, so that my feet did not slip." In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit came upon, but in the New Testament, the Holy Spirit dwells within. When we were born again, we were lit up on the inside. We shine from within. You want to know why we're such a target to the enemy? He sees the light. He wants to extinguish that light. Paul made a statement before Agrippa. This is Acts 26:18. To open their eyes, this is the commission, and turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Okay? This is why we're all lit up on the inside. God's light. You can't counterfeit that. Just like in the book of Revelation where God seals his children in their foreheads, what does the world do? They've got a computer thing, or they've got a social security card, or they got something with a number on it, or they have a tattoo. God don't mark his children that way. It's spiritual with the children of God. You can't erase it, can't remove it. You never lose it. Well, you could lose it if you renounce God, but what I'm saying is a light. We're the light of the world. You know, this morning I was teaching on the program about being led by the Spirit and not just doing churchy things and just praying for people and not hearing from the Holy Spirit first, because we're not doing anybody any good if we just walk in the flesh and do fleshly things as Christians. If we don't tap into the light that's in us, we don't have anything. So if we don't have anything, we just don't do anything. Okay, Romans 13:12. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Just like the first word, our thoughts, everything is commission-minded. Light of the world. Taking that light to whoever the Holy Spirit connects us up with. We're fishers of men. Light in that context means to shine, make manifest by rays, luminous in the widest application. Kind of like what Paul saw. The light was so blinding, he was blind that he saw when he's knocked off his donkey. Why? Let's go to 2 Corinthians 4:4. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. The devil's doing everything he can with his shiny objects to try to attract people, even Christians, to go to the shiny object instead of the light that's beaming on the inside of us. Now, 1 Thessalonians 5:5. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. This is what the scripture says about us, whether we feel like we are or think we are. The children of light. Wonder how the enemy is about to know you are a child of God. Not by some dumb physical mark on the forehead, but you are all lit up on the inside. You are sealed by God. I'm sure that that mark in our forehead just shines like a beacon right at him. He hates it. God said, let there be light, and light was. We can't allow the devil to steal from us. And we cannot allow him to steal opportunities to take that light to others. God is not expecting us to do anything in our flesh, but he has given us light to overcome darkness. That's why greater is he that's in you and me than he that's in the world. 1 Corinthians 15:50. Quite a few scriptures today. The church has to get this mindset. That's the only thing Jesus told us to do before he went back. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. A fleshly Christian is just a waste of space. I'm sorry. If God can't use you, what have you gained? I know people try their hardest and they don't understand and they need to be taught to understand that. But it has to start here. It has to start with the apostles. They have to start sending this message down to people so that we get it right this time. That doesn't go off the rails this time. Okay, let's keep going here. It's all from the inside, no matter what anyone thinks. We have inherited this light by salvation. We've become sons of God. We're like our Father. He is light. Jesus is light. Organized religion reflects this. You know when the light is there and when it is a show. God's light in us does not need a light show, a substitute. shiny. Let's turn off the lights. Let's do our little beamy lights. And let's get our emotions going here. And I feel the presence of the Lord. Do you really? Or is it just the tinglies because of the lights and the music? Okay. Like I said, Satan's got his shiny objects to entice. But we've got the real deal right on the inside of us. 1 John 4:4. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. The light is greater. Why do we toil and spend so much? All our power comes from within. Like I said, you know, we grew up in churches. We didn't know any different. You just, somebody asked you to pray, will you pray for them? You know, it didn't matter if you had an anointing to do so. It didn't matter if you had anything to give them or whatever. You just did it. Sometimes you got an answer and sometimes you didn't. It was just a hit and miss operation. But that's not, God's operation is not a hit and miss operation. It's right on the button, right on the money every time. Why? Because you're hearing from the inside. Not from the outside. Not, well, I saw the preacher do this, so I'm going to do what the preacher is. Kind of like Charles Capps talking about people, you know, reading in the Bible that they spit on people and got healed, and he said they went around spitting on people. That's so silly. We're to be led by the Spirit in our day for the Lord to give us ways that entice the fish of today. What makes it attractive? Like with the apostles, their biggest thing was they did miracles and signs. That was the calling card of the Lord to get the Gentiles away from the shiny things of the enemy to divine healing. God brought them things that they, all their witch doctors and all the stuff that they dabbled in, sorcery and all of that that they were into, didn't make any difference. God didn't bring shiny objects to dangle before them to try to get them to come to Him. No, He showed out big time with healing or whatever they needed. You know, when something like that happens to someone, I don't think they just depart, backslide. I think when they have a kind of experience like that, it marks them for the rest of their life. Or it should. Okay. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 5. It's a sad thing in this world that people have to go pay lots of money for insurance and they have to dish out all kinds of money to go to doctors to try to get some help. Whenever the God of the universe has already done it all for us and He's available to help. It says He's a very present help in the time of trouble. But usually it's whenever they've done all that they can do and all the doctors can do, then they think, well, maybe I ought to pray, or maybe I'll have somebody pray for me. God usually ends up being the last resort than the first resort. Okay, Ephesians 5. Be ye followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication, all uncleanness, or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. That's why this nation and the nations of the world are going bankrupt right now. It's because of the wickedness, the children of darkness. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is, and be not drunk with wine. Here's the key. Keep that light burning. Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. You know, the church shouldn't be the ones that get the last of the technology that God has provided in the earth for us. We shouldn't be the last ones to get it. The world shouldn't be the first ones to get it. Okay, go to Colossians chapter 1. God meant it for us. Everything he made for his sons of God. Everything in this earth he made for the sons of God. Anyone that's not a son of God is a thief and a robber, just like their father, the devil. That's what they're doing right now. They're taking back everything the devil has stolen from us. 1 Corinthians, start with verse 9 there. This is a Colossians prayer. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord and all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Strengthened with all might according to his glorious power unto all patience and longsuffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creation? For by him were all things created that are in heaven. The children of darkness have no right to have it, any of it. And that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. How does he have preeminence? Through his church. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things in earth and or things in heaven. And you, that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. If you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister, who now rejoice in my suffering for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church, whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, in whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. We've got to get back to this seriousness about the church, this seriousness about keeping it in order and get in line, where we stay flowing with the Spirit of God and not get off the rails like what has happened. It's like it's a recovery operation right now. We have inherited this light. It's all from the inside, no matter what anyone thinks. Organized religion reflects this. You know, when the light is there, when it is a light show, when it's just a shiny, tinkly object, or if it's the real deal. Okay, 1 Peter 2:9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Thank you, Jesus. 2 Peter 1. There's probably more. I just couldn't put them all in this today. Start 2 Peter 1:19. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, and as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scriptures is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in the old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. In other words, all the different sects in Christendom, that some of them are way out there, and people believe all kinds of different kinds of things that aren't even scriptural. These words did not come by the will of man, it says. But these men were moved by the Holy Ghost. Is there any wonder why the devil wants to get rid of the Bible and say it's no good? It's not, you know, it's got missing this and missing that. He comes to steal the word. Satan's external shows a false light can't hold a candle to the light of God. People know what's real and what's not. This is why we must always be pulling aside and looking inside, because that is where our help comes from. The world runs here and there looking for a ray of hope, but the child of God need only look inside. Okay, 1 John 1. Start with 5 there. This then is a message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light. In him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. 1 John 2, starting with 6 here. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. We need to go back to the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past and the true light now shineth. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. So love, for God to love the world. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. One thing I'll say about just listening to podcasts and different ones, especially call-in shows where people are talking about things, Christians are the most vicious people out there, trashing President Trump, every little thing he does, everything he doesn't do, trashing him. Oh, He's an antichrist. He's a dictator. All this is starting over again with all these riots and stuff that are going on and ICE going in and trying to bring control. You've got people that say they're Christians coming out and saying, oh, he's just a dictator. And I'm going, the man couldn't do anything right, could he? Or ever do anything right in your eyes? This shouldn't be. They're not the bunch walking in the light, I'm telling you that. I don't care what they call themselves or what church they go to, because that ain't happening. Okay, John chapter 3. Well, Donald Trump's going to come out on top because he's with the Jesus team. All he's trying to do is really, without any wars, bring peace to everybody, bring peace to the nations by trade negotiations and things like that. Sounds like the millennial reign to me. Better be careful, Christians out there that are bashing the president. You're going to get yourself in a lot of trouble by doing so. Or any of our leaders, we're supposed to pray for our leaders. That's what the Lord stressed to us about praying first for our leaders. If we want to live quiet and peaceful lives, we've got to pray for our leaders. Why? Because they're targeted. Okay, John 3. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art our teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. In other words, it's not going to be by works. That was probably hard to hear from a Pharisee, from someone that's all they did was external works, under the law. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, You must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth, so is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, We speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I've told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. So there ain't going to be no hiding nothing at all. Absolutely and totally. I don't care who you are, religious or whatever, we're not going to be able to hide from him when that light shines on us. Okay, We know that God no longer dwells in temples made with hands. It seems hard for Christians to grasp this. There's so much attention given to pomp and circumstance. You know, I was laying and thinking last night, I said, what if nothing ever happens other than where we are beyond this? We just keep following the Spirit. Maybe there is no connection to other people. What if that was the truth? It wouldn't matter. You know why? Because whatever God's called you to do, you just do what He's called you to do. And if you do that, you're going to be okay. So we leave all the other stuff up to Him. Okay, a few more scriptures here. 2 Timothy 3. Oh, it's Titus. Wait a minute. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. Boy, you see that so much today, despisers of those that are good. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women with sins, led away with divers lust. I put here feminism. Ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. So it's going to all be exposed. It's more blatant than ever. You got wicked people going on the airways and inciting people to go against ICE agents. You know, defy the law of the land and go against them. Most go to church their whole lives, pay their tithe, participate in the programs, and come away feeling like there is something missing. Well, there is. The only thing that will matter is what has tapped it, you've tapped into from within. There's the key right there. What you've tapped into from within. Just a few more and we'll be done. Matthew 25. I know that it's possible for our lamps to be snuffed out because Jesus made the statement that if he didn't intervene, then even the remnant would be canceled. That's how crazy Satan is in his agenda to try to destroy everyone on the face of this earth. Okay, 25. Let's start verse 1 there. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom, and 5 of them were wise, 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. We read that scripture about light and about the Holy Ghost. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. They were praying in the Holy Ghost. They had that oil in their lamps and they were hearing by the Spirit. And the others let their light go out. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. And all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil. You think this is a welfare program like all the illegals think here? Are you from Minnesota? Are you Somalian? You know, I just want to say that. To come in and think you're going to come piggyback on us? You stole us, everybody blind, now you want to come and piggyback on us? No, it ain't going to happen. They're going to be on their own merit this time. You might come in here and steal from us and wreck our system, but when it comes to God, you're not going to be able to do that. I ought to pray for the Somalia people. You talk about a corrupt bunch. Mm-mm-mm. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell, and buy of yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Bam! Afterward came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. And he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. You ain't going to be no fooling nobody. We can't let our lights go out. Let's go to 31 of Matthew 25. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations. And he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, and the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was anhungered, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me. In other words, they took the gospel. They took the commission. They followed the Spirit. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee anhungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, you have done it unto me. That's why I don't care what the Holy Spirit tells you to do for somebody. Just do it. Then shall he say unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was a hunger, and you gave me no meat. They didn't follow the Spirit. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you took me not in. Naked, and you clothed me not. Sick and in prison, and you visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee a hungered, or a thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, verily I say unto you, insomuch as you did it not to one of the least of these, you did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. Boy, that kicks the Baptist out. Once saved, always saved. I can say that because I was a Baptist. Ain't no such deal. And to think that his Holy Spirit's there to help you tap in from within, and you reject it? That's all I'm going to say about that. Many today spends lots of time and resources into humanitarian projects, but were they God's projects at the end of the day? I would say most are just the good intentions of men. Flesh and blood won't inherit no matter what is done, but only what the light from within has accomplished will win in the end. Jesus had a conversation about this with the religious leaders of his day, but most of them could not understand it and missed out on it. We're going to read a couple more scriptures. We'll be done. Matthew 23. That's the There's a lot of Pharisees around today. We don't call them Pharisees, but just the way they talk, it's like the Pharisees arguing with Jesus is the way they sound. 23, to start with 16. Jesus said this, woe unto you, ye blind guides, which say, Whosoever shall swear by the temple, it is nothing, but whosoever shall swear by the gold of the temple, he is a debtor. Ye fools and blind, for rather is greater the gold of the temple that sanctifieth the gold. And whosoever shall swear by the altar, it is nothing, but whosoever sweareth by the gift that is upon it, he is guilty. Ye fools and blind, for rather is greater the gift or the altar that sanctifieth the gift. Whoso therefore shall swear by the altar, sweareth by it and by all things thereon. But whoso shall swear by the temple, sweareth by it, by him that dwelleth therein. And he that shall swear by heaven, sweareth by the throne of God, and by him that sitteth thereon. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought ye to have done, and not to leave the other undone. Ye blind guides, which strain at a gnat and swallow camel. In other words, going through all the motions, religious motions, but there's no spirit there. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you make clean the outside of the cup and the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Thou blind Pharisee, clean first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. What's the purpose of having the light inside of us? To clean the inside. Clean the inside. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees and hypocrites, for ye are like white sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Even so, ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within you are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because ye build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous, and say, if we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Well, they killed Jesus. They are just like them. Wherefore, ye be witnesses unto yourselves that ye are the children of them which killed the prophets. Fill ye up then the measure of your fathers, ye serpents, ye generation of vipers. How can ye escape the damnation of hell? You know, if the outside could have done it, God would have left us in the temple, not come out of the temple. Wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them ye shall kill and crucify, and some of them ye shall scourge in your synagogues and persecute them from city to city, that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, son of Berechiah, whom ye slew between the temple and the altar. Verily I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets, and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often should I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chicks under her wings, and ye would not? Behold, your house is left unto you desolate, for I say unto you, ye shall not see me henceforth till ye shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. So Jesus dealt with the religious establishment of his day, called the kettle black. Okay. The lie of the world is standing right in front of them, and they are blind as bats. Oh, Lord. This is Acts 14:22. Right quick, Paul makes this statement. He says, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. I think a lot of people bail out and quit following God's plan for their life because it's just too hard. This is what it means: pressure, affliction, anguish, burdened, persecuted, and trouble. Some just can't hack it. It's not easy to deny yourself and take up your cross and follow, is it? You know, we have thousands of churches probably in the 17 counties of the Permian Basin. I wonder how many are actually really worshiping God. They're called houses of worship, but they're just physical houses. I don't know. Only the Lord knows that. Well, I've got a couple more here. John 4:23, three more scriptures. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. Outward fleshy shows of religion are just acts of the flesh, and the devil's all about that. You know, I think there needs to be an awakening, not just of unbelievers, but Christians too. Get on the right boat this time. Get on the right track, the track of the Spirit, not just doing churchy stuff. Okay, 1 Peter 2. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrites and envies and or hypocrisies and envies and all evil speaking, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be that ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. To whom coming is unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Ye also are lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices, acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the Scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense. Even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him that hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. Having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works which they shall behold glorify God in the day of salvation. Okay, one more couple scriptures and we're done here. Luke 17. This is 20 and 21 here. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, The kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Neither shall they say, Lo here, lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. That's like with the book of Revelation. So many in the church think they're going to see all these physical things happen in this book. They take it like it's everything in Revelation is literal. It's like the kingdom that's within. They don't recognize it's not going to be a city that God builds, a new temple, but it's the church. It's people, lively stones being built up a spiritual house. Salvation lights our candle, and we become the candle of the Lord to do his will. Okay.